Thanksgiving dinner is more expensive in Biden-Harris's America. By Hannah Knudsen on November 27, 2024. The price of Thanksgiving dinner is much more expensive in Biden-Harris's America than when Donald Trump was in office. Some of the favorite foods at Thanksgiving dinner include turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, pie, and more. Yet over one-third of Americans expect some changes in their Thanksgiving plans due to higher prices. A survey from The Economist/YouGov found that 37% of Americans admit that their Thanksgiving plans have been affected by price increases. Take, for instance, turkey. The price of other uncooked poultry, including turkey in the United States, not seasonally adjusted, has gone up 23% from October 2020, when President-elect Donald Trump was still in office, ending his first term, to October 2024. With President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris at the helm for almost 4 years, per data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Potatoes, a main side for millions of Americans on Thanksgiving, have gone up 11% since October 2020, per the Consumer Price Index, CPI. One cannot forget the Spuds accoutrements, either. While the prices have remained relatively unchanged from last year, the Bureau of Labor Statistics still points out that the prices for sauces and gravies rose 7.5% for the 12 months ending in October 2023. Overall, however, sauces and gravies are up 25% since October 2020. Fresh biscuits, rolls, and muffins have gone up 28.5% in the same time period. Everyone knows rolls and biscuits are not complete without butter, which is now up 29% as well. Looking to get some veggies in? Canned vegetables are up 29% since October 2020. And fresh vegetables are up 8% over that time period. And what is Thanksgiving without pie? Unfortunately for Americans, the cost of frozen and refrigerated bakery products, pies, tarts, and turnovers is up 27% since October 2020, per the non-seasonally adjusted CPI figures. This news comes as Americans met similar struggles assembling their Labor Day cookouts mere months ago. Dealing with ground beef up 26%, hot dogs up 25%, and beer up 16% since Biden and Harris took office. Many are looking to President-elect Trump to lower prices after 4 years of rampant inflation, as economic woes emerged as a top issue for voters in the presidential election. As the results indicate, Trump garnering 312 electoral college votes, sweeping all seven swing states, and winning the national popular vote, voters were largely disillusioned with the solutions offered by Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz. During an October interview with ABC News's Michael Strahan, Walz struggled to explain why voters should not blame Harris, who cast the deciding vote for the inflationary $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, for rising prices. And we see some of the data. But data doesn't impact people in their daily lives, going to the grocery store, Walz said. And you see false information, whether it's bird flu impacting eggs. But the reality for most people is, if those costs are up, they want to know what you're going to do about it. I think that's why she's focusing on making sure whether it's home ownership more affordable, tax cuts for the middle class. And let's just be candid about this price gouging piece of this, Walz said, failing to answer the question in a meaningful manner.